Shalom, everybody. At the end of last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael that he would call upon the heaven and the earth to bear witness, so to speak, for what will happen to Bnei Yisrael. If Bnei Yisrael listens to Hashem, they will benefit greatly from Hashem's boundless gifts. And the opposite, if Chas v'Shalom Bnei Yisrael do not listen to Hashem. And in this week's parsha, in Parshas Ha'azinu, Moshe does exactly that. He calls upon the heavens and the earth to bear witness. Bnei Yisrael must know that this contract, this fact of history and of the future is woven into the very fabric of creation. Listen to Hashem, great things happen. Don't listen to Hashem, God forbid, and the opposite happens. And that is how our parsha begins. In the very first pasuk in this week's parsha, Moshe says, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Aleph, Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabera V'sishma Ha'aretz Imreifi. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. It's a beautiful introduction to a beautiful poem. But we must ask a couple of questions on this first pasuk, and it may be helpful to take a look at this pasuk inside as we talk about it. First of all, what is the difference between va'adabera from the word dibur from vayadaber? What's the difference between va'adabera and imrei fi from the word vayomer or amira? And secondly, why would va'adabera be connected to hashamayim, ha'azinu hashamayim va'adabera? And why is imrei connected to the land, v'tishma ha'aretz imrei fi? These questions are asked by the Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, in the first volume of his Sefer, Shemen HaTov, and he says the following beautiful idea. First of all, many mefarshim throughout Tanakh make note of the fact that when the Torah describes speech as dibur vayedaber, it refers to stronger speech, speech that is more blunt, more direct. Amira, on the other hand, vayomer, refers to speech that is softer and more gentle. And the Shemen HaTov says that there's another difference between dibur and amira. Dibur is something that can only be done with the mouth. It literally refers to speaking from one to another. Amira, on the other hand, can refer to speaking, but it also can refer to thinking. So see, for example, in Devarim Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'yamarta bilvavecha, or in Yeshayahu Mem Tes Chaf Aleph, V'yamart bilvavech. That's number two. In addition, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the beginning of the fifth Perek, says, Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. In other words, the natural world was created with the term vayomer, the softer vayomer. Vayomer Elokim Yihior, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Rakia, etc. The natural world was created ba'asara ma'amarot. The spiritual world, on the other hand, is introduced with the aseret hadibrot. The Torah was given in the form of dibur. And why is that so? The Shemen HaTov explains these differences as follows. The world was created with the softer, more subtle, more thoughtful, so to speak, asara ma'amarot. In other words, anyone who listens carefully, you got to pay attention. Anyone who pays attention can hear Hashem, so to speak, in the creation of the world. It's not blunt. You have to look for it. But if you pay attention, you can hear Hashem in the creation of the world. You have to look for it. You can see Hashem's hand, so to speak, in the design of the world. That's the natural world. But the spiritual world, the Torah was given with the stronger, more blunt, more spoken, aseret hadibrot. The Torah was given publicly and straightforwardly to all of Bnei Israel. You don't need a keen and sensitive ear to hear the Torah given on our Sinai with the thunder and the lightning and the fire and the horns. Nothing subtle about that. And that explains why Moshe says, Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabera. That's the term dibur, as it refers to the matters of the heavens, spiritual, aseret hadibrot. But that's Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabera. But when it comes to the natural world, V'tishma Ha'aretz, that's the land, V'tishma Ha'aretz Imrei fi. The term Amira refers to the land. Excuse me. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is the way that Moshe introduces this poem and this parsha. Both the heavens and the land proclaim our relationship with Hashem. We are literally surrounded by signs of Hashem's greatness and Hashem's kindness. Some of those signs are blunt and obvious, and some more are more subtle. They might require a more refined ear. The Torah proclaims that greatness, and so does the natural world, albeit in a more subtle way. Make yourselves aware, says Moshe, of these messages. Become attuned to these messages. If and when you do, they will attest to Hashem's infinite kindness to His people. Have an amazing day, everyone.